Hi there, welcome to this special Lifted Prayer podcast for the first part of the week leading up to Easter. We produce this to help you pray through the next half hour with a sense of purpose and connection with others who may be miles away from you right now, but are united in pursuit of God and his purposes. This Passion Week is so significant for us all, as we pause and take some time to reflect on the cost of the cross, as well as the power of the resurrection. These days invite us to admit the ugliness of our sin, the weight of our weaknesses, and the amazing gift of God's grace in freeing us from death and sharing with us his new resurrection life. Many Wellspringers are joining in with the midweek fast. If you're taking part in this, may God draw near to you in special ways. This podcast will be most useful from Monday to Thursday. There is a special Good Friday podcast also available for you to use at the end of the week. Before we go much further, I want to invite you to pause for a minute's silence. For the next 60 seconds or so, find yourself becoming more aware of God's presence with you where you are. Let your breathing slow down and ask the Holy Spirit to breathe on you again. At the end of this time, we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer.
Now, before we hear from the book of Isaiah, let's pray together the prayer Jesus taught his followers. It's a prayer to our Heavenly Father about the coming kingdom, our own need to forgive others, and wonderfully affirms God's eternal power over all things. So let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Now we'll hear from the prophet Isaiah, a profound vision shared hundreds of years before Jesus was born, about a saviour for God's people that was not going to be a heroic military ruler, but come and live and serve as a king who would suffer in order to save us. As we think about the way Jesus lived and died, these words are deeply moving. Jesus was rejected by his own people, spat on by passers-by, was falsely accused and hated by the authorities. Yet, and let's think about this, it was because of love he did all this. We're going to slowly read through Isaiah chapter 53, and between each section of this reading, I encourage you to reflect and pray as you feel led.
My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream, but he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. And because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins. I will give him the honours of a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels.
What a Messiah Jesus was. What a Saviour he is. Continuing our reflections, we're now going to listen to, and perhaps even sing along with, the Wellspring worship song, Come to Jesus. Let's worship him now.
Jesus, hope for the hopeless, light in the darkness, Saviour to all of the world. Jesus, friend of the helpless, perfect in justice, all who are hungry, who are thirsty, who are hurting, who are searching, come find life and light in Jesus Christ. See the hope and favor within his eyes. Surrender your heart to the Savior of all mankind. Come to Jesus, the truth and the light. Jesus, Jesus Christ. See the hope and favor within his eyes. Surrender your heart to the Savior of all mankind. Come to Jesus.
Truth and love.
Wonderful. As we spend time aware of God's presence, I'm sure there are things weighing you down today you'd like to give over to Jesus, the one who carried our weaknesses. Jesus lifts us and he lifts away our burdens. In the next few minutes or so, while the music plays, give over to God all the burdens you're carrying. Confess your need for his grace and sense the lifting of your load. Thank you.
And finally, let's take a moment to pray for those we know who are far from God. Perhaps they once followed Jesus closely and have drifted away from him and from his church. Or perhaps colleagues, family, and friends who have not yet known the transforming love of God. Bring their faces and names to God and pray that this Easter, as Jesus is lifted up, may he draw them to himself. Let's finish our time together in praise of Jesus, the King of glory. Jesus was lifted up on a cross, suffered and died, and yet, after 3 days, he rose again. Thanks so much for being part of our Lifted Week of Prayer and Fasting. Don't forget to look out for Good Friday's special podcast and take part in Wellspring services near you. It's going to be a great weekend. God bless you and have a great remainder of your day.